This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's Sunday night. We're live. First, the Jobbound Report.
Every official in Hawaii, Democrat and Republican, every news outlet that has investigated this, confirm that, yes, in fact, I was born in Hawaii, August 4th, 1961, in Kapi'olani Hospital.
So here we are. I'm going to cut this layer. Boom. And now we're going to add it to a different layer on top of that other layer. And now you can see this is a completely different layer, and there is even a missing number on this when you bring this back in. Yeah, so this one was here originally, but then they added these numbers, it looks like. Watch the signature here. Part of the signature's there and part of it's not. They add the numbers 1 here and over here. There's a 3 and a 1 added. You can just see by turning it on and off. You know, there's different letters all over this that have been added into it.
Obama's birth certificate has been proven by two leading experts in forensic fraud documentation to be a forgery.
Let me tell you about Reed Hayes, a man with 40 years since 1974, 40 plus years of experience in examining forensic document, handwriting, a man who's well respected in his expertise, a court-recognized expert, a document examiner. Mr. Hayes told me right off the bat, I'm an Obama supporter. I voted for him twice. He goes, and I will never do anything to hurt the President of the United States. What I had said to him was, Reed, I am not asking you to hurt the President of the United States. I'm asking you to take a look at this document and clear it and tell me there's nothing wrong with it. Would you at least do that? And he took a look at it. And when he called me back, he told me, Mike, I can't clear this. There's something wrong with it. We utilized forensic document examiners, Reed Hayes in Hawaii, and a company named 4Lab in Italy. 4Labs trains law enforcement throughout Europe. 4Labs, everybody in that building, is a PhD. These guys know their stuff. And I'm going to tell you what I respect about both of them. Both Reed Hayes and Marco at 4Labs stayed true to their discipline. These men cannot be pushed. This is their findings. This is how they see it. And this is how they're calling it.
These births took place in Honolulu during the month of August in 1961, just 16 days apart. The birth certificate on the left belongs to Barack Obama. The birth certificate on the right belongs to Johanna Ani. It is the opinion of the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office that the birth certificate on your right belonging to Johanna Ani was in fact used as a source document in the digital creation of Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate.
They concluded that it is 1,000 times more probable that the document is inauthentic. They also concluded that if they had a greater sampling, that number would be higher, because they have concluded that that document, it is highly improbable, next to impossible, that you will find another document with every anomaly we just showed you. So Reed Hayes' conclusion, the evidence noted herein is clear and convincing proof that the Obama certificate of live birth posted on WhiteHouse.gov on April 27, 2011, is a fraudulently manufactured document. Evidence indicates that this certificate of live birth of Johanna Ani is one source utilized in the construction of the certificate of live birth. Reed Hayes' own words, the parentheses, nail in the coffin, close parentheses, that provides the certificate of live birth is inauthentic, is the exact lineup of numerous entries on both the certificate of live birth and the Ani certificate.
Impeaching Obama now, with roughly 30 days until President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration, seems like a non-event. But if we are truly entering a new era in the history of the United States, it would send a clear message to the criminal despots that have hijacked our government, our media, our medical system, right down to the monopoly money in our wallets, that no matter what diabolical infiltration is waged...
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
December 18, 2016, we're now only 32 days out from the historic seating of the 45th President of the United States, Donald J. Trump, but the powers of globalism are pulling out all the stops to try to stop that. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, a lot of historians have pointed out that when they go back and talk to the people that live through incredible historic events, most people didn't recognize it at the time. And what I've noticed is we'll raise the alarm bell about the private Federal Reserve or about Obamacare being a ripoff or about how the globalists plan to open up our borders. And we'll tell people many years before it happens because we're reading it out of establishment white papers or watching meetings on C-SPAN. Most of this isn't even secret. It's just not widely publicized. The globalists pretty much operate out in plain view. But it's so academic what they do, the average person isn't concerned because they're too busy, again, watching the NFL or going shopping. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. But if you want to be free, you've got to be informed and you've got to be focused and you've got to be aware of what's happening. And so much of what we've covered years before has now taken place. And so, yes, people that pay attention, our credibility with them has gone up dramatically. But for those that don't pay attention, it's still somewhat of a novelty. And the mainstream media just kind of makes a joke about us. The standard joke is, oh, Alex Jones, he's the guy that believes in chupacabras and Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster and flying saucers. We don't cover any of those subjects. But when they attack us on The Daily Show or CNN or Vice on HBO or in Rolling Stone magazine or the New York Daily News, or the L.A. Times, it just doesn't matter. They just say Alex Jones believes that blood-drinking lizards run the world. They don't even have the right person. And the reason they're doing that is to try to psychologically inoculate their viewers into disbelieving and not trusting a straw man that they've built. A great example of this was about 3 weeks ago, NPR, and then publications across the United States began to run a quote where I was talking about Hillary being personally responsible for the rape and murder of thousands of children in Syria by knowingly sending in jihadi ISIS al-Qaeda forces who routinely engage in the type of behavior. And the clip's only a minute, 18 seconds long. It's completely self-contained. It's very clear that I'm talking about the Middle East and North Africa, but they take it and cut the front and the end off to deceive their viewers and to deceive their listeners and to deceive their readers. And that works sometimes, but once viewers and listeners have caught them doing it a few times, they don't have any trust anymore. But I was in a restaurant today with some of the crew and having a meeting, kind of a Christmas brunch. So we don't have a big Christmas party this year. We just kind of take each department out. And as I was walking to the bathroom and back, two guys said, oh, it's Alex Jones that believes Hillary is chopping up children in the basement of a pizza place. And I looked at them and I said, that's right, and Bigfoot's helping her. Because they were laughing, wanting to have a false victory over me. And I just laughed with them at me because I was really laughing at the fact that they're still under mind control. Or they think it's going to intimidate me laughing at me. See, I know what I said. I know where my integrity lies. And because people want to have simulated victories in their heads, that's their problem. I've changed the world. I've put out many of the modern talking points that are counter to globalism. I sit there and hear Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, you name it, imitating me, not the other way around. I've changed the world. I've had a big effect. And I don't say that from some position of a power trip. I say that from a position to listeners to understand how much power we have in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary and seismic and very, very powerful act, to paraphrase and expand on the words of Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell. But that said, let me get into the big news today. And I want everybody to listen to me very, very carefully, because we saw this coming in 1996, because I would read trade publications from the big Internet consortium meetings, and I was also being advised by former and current members of the National Security Agency who had become contractors with telecoms. And they said, hey, kid, you're crazy enough to tell the truth? Let me tell you how things really work. Some of them were public. Some of them were private. One was James Bamford, former Nightline head producer. The other was Wayne Madsen. But others were private. And that's why if you go back to those shows from 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, right up to 2006, when mainstream media started admitting some of the NSA spying, I told you exactly how the NSA worked, the name of the programs, how they were controlling and predicting the future with the information, how they were manipulating trends, how it was basically mass culture control. And the first time I was talking to one of these big NSA engineers, and he was a wealthy guy, because he'd obviously had a lot of patents and things himself, he said, Alex, have you read the Foundation series by Isaac Asimov? And I said, yes. He said, oh, really? Most people haven't. You know, he coined the term robot, and he coined the robot rules and all that. He goes, have you read it? And he goes, have you read the series? I said, yes. He goes, good. Then you understand the actual plan. That was an envisioned plan by the Fabian socialist 50 years before Isaac Asimov wrote it. He goes, you're familiar with the fact that they have basically programming in the science fiction. Predictive programming is what it's called. So people accept things when they come in the future. And I said, yes. And he said, listen, look into it. That's the plan with the NSA grid. Now, if you read the Foundation series, a mathematician envisions in the near future, it was like in the 2020s or so, if I go from memory, that they would come up with a math algorithm to predict mass movements of populations if you could data feed their activities into major data banks. And then they went out and they hired all the Eagle Scouts and all the big brainiacs in the 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s to try to create it once the computers were up to the technological level they needed. Where do you think Michael Bloomberg comes from and his $46 billion? Data mining terminals into the NSA to get all the businesses to pay for, quote, intel, but the businesses actually give intel, which is then data mined into the larger NSA grid. So just like you think you're getting info from Google, it's getting 1,000 times more info from you. So you think the Palantir, which is a real NSA system, is a one-way crystal ball. Why should we be afraid to use it? Because others are lost, and Sauron may be using it, and Gandalf throws the cloak over it. So see, you're looking into a Palantir. It's looking right back at you, using a child's allegory. So all of that said, when I come back, it's now not my analysis. It's not my prediction. It is now fact. of how they're going to censor the web, how they're going to shut it down, and the final phases of ending free speech in the United States and Europe. Now, in Europe, they already arrest you if you mildly criticize Islam, leftists, anybody else. They're now doing $500, or announcing £500, third time of charm, €500, excuse me, no teleprompter here, going from memory, €500 fines for, quote, fake news, which is defined by George Soros consortiums that will simply go through all of the information and then basically start fining and feeing you, and then finally removing you off the internet, because you're going to have an internet social score, which once it gets to a certain point, you're then kicked off the web and ostracized from the new technocracy. See, they get you in a technocracy, they make all commerce and jobs reliant on technocracy, then they remove you from technocracy. Remember, a year ago, the Chinese came out and said, we're going to have social network scores for citizens. This is the new system of control. Well, when we come back, Communist China, the evidence is clear, is now launching hack attacks against Infowars.com, and it gets worse. They're also openly running the rollout of censorship of, quote, fake news in the United States. It's so sensational.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.
Hello again. My name is Gary Clark. I'm the actor who's turning 80 in August, who played the part of Steve on the 1960s Western TV series, The Virginian. Now, those of you who've suffered the side effects of prescribed medicines know what I'm talking about. And those of you who have watched the devastating effects that worrying about you has had on your loved ones. And what I shared a few months ago is only part of the story. I neglected to mention how One World Whey protein powder has affected my life. Now, I realize this is not dinner table conversation, but here goes anyway. One World Whey solved my irregularity. I've been plagued with constipation for years, and I thought it would be that way for the rest of my life. 3 weeks on One World Whey set me on a new path. That was 5 months ago, and I haven't been irregular since. Will it work the same way for you? I don't know. It worked for me.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I've got a tiger by the tail, it's plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, I thought the day I... You know, it's up to us. If we stand up to the globalists of the screen bloody murder, and we point out what they're doing, they've got a tiger by the tail. If we roll over and just let them define everything, it's over. Notice they defined the Affordable Care Act as affordable when it was a giant ripoff written by foreign insurance companies to gang rape the American people. I mean, it's a fact that their profits went up 47% the first year globally on our backs. We got groupers saying, yeah, I was hired to lie to the public. Thank God the public's so dumb. Well, I don't think you're dumb. I think you want to, you know, be in a free and fair country and you don't know what to do when stuff's so corrupt and you're lied to. And the American people are waking up. But I noticed that about 5-6 years ago, when Australia was about to pass internet ID, fake news bans, their reporters that were still in their press that were doing their job said, this is communist Chinese net censorship. And then they found cases where Australian lawmakers with the federal government were meeting with the Chinese to pick their brains on how to bring in censorship. Now, that narrowly failed 5 years ago in Australia. It was big news at the time. And that's what's scary, is that just 5-6 years ago, our media would criticize China when it was censoring the web and arresting members of the press and calling it fake news. Now, you never hear our media criticize their mobile execution vans or criticize their selling organs or criticize the censorship or the arrest of Buddhists for no reason. I mean, they arrest you if you're doing Buddhism in your house and just meditating and stretching. They arrest you for yoga. That's what Falun Gong basically is. It's like that, you know, mixed in with some of the stuff the Japanese do as exercise. It's crazy. But, again, they're threatened by it because they want the state to be God. They want total materialism. Communism's always threatened by spiritualism because it transcends the state. So then I saw Zuckerberg meet a whole bunch last year, a bunch this year. It's total 14 times I could find, with the communist Chinese censors to line up Facebook with China's censorship policies and systems and to adopt their systems of censorship. And then he told Merkel in a hot mic, we played the clip like 15 times, I'm not going to play it again. Everybody knows about that earlier this year. He got caught in a hot mic. She said, you got to do something to censor people, criticizing the open borders and the migrants she was shipping in, 2 million of them, Germany alone last year. He said, don't worry, ma'am, we're on it right now by the end of the year. And everybody's like, whoa, that's what Drudge said. Whoa, it's happening. So what I'm telling you is this isn't a stretch. I've got a stack of news articles with the communist Chinese or in the Wall Street Journal, you name it, saying, well, there's the headline out of Forbes. I didn't even find that one. Print that for me. Doing business the Chinese way, Facebook develops a censorship tool. See, I hadn't even found that. Folks, there are so many hundreds of articles admitting that Facebook, well, it gets worse than that. They're not just hiring communist Chinese to run it, that have been successful with a population 4 times the United States. 4 times plus. They're 4 times the U.S. population and then add another 100 million. So, wow. 4 times our population, almost as connected as we are. South Korea is the most connected in the world. And they've got pretty much total control. And they call it Oh, we don't censor fake news, but we arrest you for fake news, too. They're trying to pass bills to arrest people right now for, quote, fake news. Meanwhile, the New York Times this week got caught running not one, not two, not three, not four, more than 100,000 fake news stories. Oh, pull it up. Just type in an article about fake news, they run fake news, and it's an ad. I went and looked it up, how many impressions it got. They admitted it later. Over 100,000 times, they ran a fake news story in their articles saying Alec Baldwin was dead at 58. Now, by the way, that ad's not on ours because I have them daily review the Google third-party advertising we've got where they place it on your site. Tim Pruget, every day at 7 a.m. when he gets to work, has to go check what they're trying to load into my website. So I'm trying to cut it out. Yeah, there's the headline. New York Times airs ad for fake news, an article about fake news. And then they later had to admit it was over 100,000 impressions, get this, in the one article about fake news. So they had 100,000 people read that, and it was 100,000 times they ran it. That's not counting all their other articles. See, 100,000 sounds like a lot. It was a lot more than that. That's just the one we can look at. So here's the deal. They're running it on purpose, making money out of it. True fake news. There are sites that say I'm dead every week. There are sites that say Matt Drudge, you know, is dead every week. There are sites saying George W. Bush is dead every week. It's not true. Baldwin gone at 58 was the story. We don't do that. The difference is, do we get stuff wrong sometimes? Yes. But see, it's called prior restraint. We have to be proven in a court that we lied on purpose to hurt somebody. Never happened. Knock on wood. I had a guy once say lies about me and say I was a drug dealer and stuff. I had to sue him. He settled in court. Never been a drug dealer. Hardly ever even used drugs. Tried this and that out a few times in college. Hated it. I was like, people pay for this? This is horrible. It's like an anxiety attack to take cocaine. Or people think I'm on drugs. I'm on coffee. I'm upset about what's happening. But side issue. I had to sue somebody else. They were messing with my sister when she was still in high school. She's 15 years younger than me, 14 years younger than me. Lied about her. I sued them. I won. The point is that if you want to prove something, put your money where your mouth is. In America, every regime that censors says they're shutting down fake or misleading news. But again, it's all labeling. Just like the communist Chinese come out and call it fake news, just like Obama calls it Affordable Care Act. It's or now, I've got an article where Bloomberg is interviewed this year telling Slate Magazine, there's several others, that he is lying to the public now that he doesn't want to take our guns, and the stealth approach is getting them dividends to undermine the Second Amendment. I have them admitting they're deceiving us by incrementalism. That's how dumb they think you are. And because I ferret around 24-7, digging all this up, showing you they want us shut down. So we come back from break. This affects everybody. But we are under attack by the president, former president, about to be. We are under attack by Hillary. We are under attack by the EU naming us. We are in the Washington Post as Russian agents. They had to retract it. But the EU doesn't care. They're using that list to call for the shutdown of InfoWars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and Breitbart.com. And if they can shut us down, folks, you're next. And they've hired Snopes and a mail order diploma company with 6 employees. You can't make this up. To be the chief advisors to Facebook as their Facebook isn't censoring you. This third party AstroTurf, non-governmental organization, NGO lapdog, it waved a magic wand and it said so. We're going to go to break here in a moment and come back. But we have the Chinese communist in the news saying censor us, and our lapdog media going, thank God the Chinese, you mean communist Chinese murderers, are here. Not the biggest censors in the world are now running our censorship. Red alert, oh my God, it's like an invasion. No, it's just like, oh yeah, the Chinese are here to help shut down Alex Jones. Thank God, everybody, yeah, absolutely, man. Can't wait till we have mobile execution vans. It's all coming up.
In case you haven't heard, InfoWars has become the most influential media outlet in America. We're making freedom go viral. And now we are proud to announce a new weapon in the epic battle against the globalists. InfoWars Prime. Where you can watch live, high-definition feeds of the Alex Jones Show. Plus exclusive insider videos from the InfoWars crew and behind-the-scenes action. Go to InfoWars.com/app and download today.
today. InfoWars Prime is available right now for your iPhone or Android. You'll have access to exclusive videos that you can't see anywhere else. That means live coverage of events and breaking news on location as it happens. You can also take advantage of amazing deals from the InfoWars store that are only available for InfoWars Prime subscribers. That's InfoWars Prime at InfoWars.com/app. If you can hear my voice, you are the resistance.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the wellness? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I got a bunch of other really big news I want to get to. But first, I got to break down the meat and potatoes of this. Because when I go to InfoWars.com and I go to YouTube, where I have a video posted I shot earlier today dealing with this situation, with the Communist Chinese openly putting us on list, financing think tanks to try to shut down the free press in America, and I see people commenting. It's a minority of folks, but they're there going, listen to this delusion. This guy says he's like a big shot or something, like the Communist Chinese care about you. We had the Communist Chinese 3 years ago directly threaten Paul Watson in person in London, and he doesn't like me to talk about it because it was traumatic, okay? The Communist Chinese have taken the world over. They got 98% of rare earth minerals. Have you seen the president attack me by name? Have you seen Hillary attack me and call me Darkheart? You think Hillary calls people a Darkheart and they don't get messed with? You think I got former Blackwater people as my security because I want to pay for that? I'm Mr. Fearless that's gone out and given speeches for decades with no security. We're changing the world. InfoWars got 85 million video views and radio listens for more than 15 minutes per, and that's true listeners, the week of the election. The new floor is 41 million. I'm not bragging. We're in a dangerous situation running a major attack against the foreign globalists taking over this country who want to make you poor. So I want to tell the snot-nosed kids something out there living in their mother's basement at 25. They want you to live in your mother's basement. They don't want you to go out and get a woman and be a man and be successful. And they teach you how it's cool to sit around and laugh at real stuff and laugh at real men busting their butts to try to live in a free society. Is that clear? Now, we have one of the top companies, it's a household name in the country, that supplies stuff for Google, Walmart, you name it. And we've had their presidents on the line. They say they've never seen an attack like we've had the last 3 days. They find it interesting. It's like a big game to them. They kept flipping switches on cloud systems to hundreds and thousands then of servers to finally stop the level of attack. Massive state run. They had to flip servers to the level that Visa and MasterCard have nationwide to stay up. We're on the same system as Visa and MasterCard. That's what it took. Visa and MasterCard power, boom, to stop it. The entire frickin' dark army of China going, yeah, to knock us out. Because I'm on air pointing out that they're in the news and no one even cares. Oh, look, honey, it says in the Wall Street Journal, the communist Chinese are helping run this and are advising our government on censorship. What? 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 And then I see articles going, what, you don't like Chinese people? You know what? The next piece of garbage says that. I'm going to punch him in the nose metaphorically. I don't have to play race card. My sister's Korean adopted. I was brought up to be colorblind. It's the Chinese that are super racist towards outsiders, including the Japanese half the time and vice versa. And I love everybody. The point is, stop thinking tribalism only goes on with white people. We're the folks that tried to stop it and end it. Doesn't mean we don't have problems either. But I'm sick of the ignorance and I'm tired of it. The communist Chinese have killed over 100 million of their own people, 84 million under Mao. They have suicide nets around thousands of factories. They work women and children 16, 18 hours a day. The left doesn't care about new footage of little kids working in slave labor, sometimes to death, in North Korea. I'm going to play that later, by the way. I forgot to tell you about that. It's all over the news. I was telling the crew to get it. The left's like, oh, good, it's a communist utopia. But don't let homeschooler kids carry the trash out or it's forced labor. They want to handicap you. They want to control you. They want to dominate you. So, the amount of money I've got to spend and the amount of money we lose having our shopping cart shut down for 2 days, I want everyone to go to InfoWarsStore.com. By the way, no one ever got in as a hack-wise. It was DDoS attacks and a bunch of others they don't want me to get into. Some stuff they've never seen before. Purely synthetic bandwidth. Not even real stuff. They were like, what the hell is this? They had the FBI was running around trying to figure out. It's stuff they've never seen. Okay? Now, oh yeah, China's now using weapons we've not seen yet. Okay, on us. Well, of course they are. They know the president listens. They know I talk to the president. They're all crapping their britches. They know General Flynn's a listener. You think only General Flynn's a listener? You think you kick General Flynn out? The next one will come in even more hardcore. There's finally a voice. Finally someone on air that understands the attack plan. I'm willing to take them on, and I've got the backing and support. And the stinking commie Chinese can't stand it. Because I get historians on who expose how the CIA put them in power in 49 and how the Rockefellers set up a deal in the 70s with them to leverage out and the secret global treaty that's now being leaked. And they're not going to get the Panama Canal anymore. And they're not going to get one-sided deals and 98% of rare earth minerals. And they're not going to get to have 15% lower corporate taxes so we don't have any jobs. We're going to equalize that. And they're freaking out. And they go, who's doing this? And they go, Alex Jones. And they're like, take him out. Let me go over some headlines for radio and TV viewers just to break this down for you. Communist China moves to shut down InfoWars.com. Fake news censorship originated in China. Dr. McCann, please. That is on InfoWars.com. I report from earlier today when I wasn't so angry. Okay? I'll give you a Dr. McCann. I'm going to show a bunch of articles. Here's the next one. Angela Merkel caught on hot mic confronting Mark Zuckerberg over racist Facebook posts. That means criticizing socialists or open borders. That's Bloomberg pushing it, spinning it. He promises the censorship, don't worry. Okay. Here's another one. This is Forbes. Doing business in China. Doing business the Chinese way. Facebook develops a censorship tool working with the communist Chinese. Forbes. Here's another one. Mark Zuckerberg caught on hot mics, what I told you about. German politicians want 500 euro fines over Facebook fake news. Zuckerberg lauds socialism while China's internet censorship czar meets with him 14 times to align the program with censorship. Wall Street Journal. Fake news is rampant even under tight Chinese filters. We don't hear about China filtering anymore. That's not an issue. Or China censoring. No. Now they're doing their job. And our media is like, darn, we wish those Chinese could do a better job censoring their evil people. See how they flipped it by labeling. Tripling your healthcare costs is now affordable. Is now free. You didn't build your business. Your mother and father didn't raise you. The state is. They're just telling you this. It's not China intensifies censorship but fails. It's China can't even shut down these fake news people. The New York Times says, what happens when a country cracks down on fake news? Ask China. That's PC world. Oh, and they say, oh, yeah, China was the first to do it. And, oh, they're the model of it, just like I told you. It says one country feels vindicated. They've been proven right. Now that America's going to censor, like China, the Chinese Politburo and Central Committee, it actually says it, is vindicated. And you go see every major movie about science and technology, and it's China that saves the day. And it'll show the Politburo in red flags. Our people see that and go, what is that? That's showing their capital saving America, their government saving us because we're idiots. In every major movie that comes out now, from The Martian to Arrival to you name it, it'll be the Politburo going, they'll go, President, the Americans are incompetent. It'll save them. And then they'll save us. Every major movie now. All propaganda, buying up the six Hollywood firms. Listen to this article. The current debate over fake online news has one country feeling vindicated. Oh, not our government now has collapsed to China. China is taking over and following orders from them. Massive censorship. Major tech giants are now capitulating to China and agreeing to global censorship. China lectures Americans and Wall Street Journal to shut down alt-right. Total emergency. Our government's linking up with the red Chinese to help censor Americans. Unbelievable. Using the Chinese black dark army to censor websites. Oh, my God. Now the NSA's teamed up with China to censor the Patriot movement. Donald Trump's had to put all this stuff in himself, by the way. He's under daily attack. No, none of that. Americans unite. Americans come together. No. It's all, thank God the Chinese are vindicated and can help us shut down that pesky Alex Jones that hadn't killed one person. But it's all how violent and bad I am because I won't roll over. The current debate, this is PC World. Oh, the current debate over fake online news has one country feeling vindicated. China, for years, its controversial censorship system, where they kill people for speech, has been cracking down on so-called online rumors. And last week, a state-controlled newspaper essentially told the U.S., I told you so. Yeah. That's the article. I'm trying to find that one. I couldn't. It was all over our news at the time, where they said, I told you so, you better do more. And then it just goes on. Oh, will we adopt killing people for their speech, too? It's so progressive.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah, the children out there.
We now take you live.
They're counting on us to wake up.
The Central Texas Command Center. In the heart of the resistance.
Rallying patriots.
Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Michael Bloomberg and George Soros, two basically tax-exempt globalist kingpins who are anti-American, spent all their time trying to overthrow our Bill of Rights, have given millions of dollars to overturn our elections. They now have their Every Town initiative, where they gave millions and millions of dollars to defeat Sheriff Joe Arpaio. He's coming up in the next hour, joining us to talk about that, to talk about the Obama birth certificate, which was fake on purpose. And we're going to go over all that. That's why Michelle said he was from Kenya in speeches up until 2007. It's why in the Harvard Law Review that he edited for 3 years as the editor, he said in the intro, "I am born in Kenya. My father is Kenyan." That was his cover. That guy looked nothing like him. We just knew he said he was born in Kenya, and his birth certificate was fake. It was all a cover from his dad, Frank Marshall Davis. But the point is, we don't know his real identity. That's why he has 5 different aliases. I mean, this guy is unbelievable. We know his mother and grandfather were CIA. Her father probably was a CIA section chief there in Hawaii. But It just gets crazier from there, folks. It's just totally crazy. But they now had top forensics labs, after a multi-year study, come out and conclusively prove that the birth certificate they released is totally fake. Hell, they left it in layers on purpose, so we'd know that. But we now have it certified. And a lot of these labs, obviously, were scared to have this released till Obama was about to be out of office, because this is bombshell. And I thought people wouldn't care, but I said, okay, have Arpaio on, do a special live report Thursday on it. It had like a million views on our two YouTube and Facebook channels. And then a derivative of it had like 300,000 views. And I thought people were sick of the whole birth certificate. I'd love to have Arpaio on just about being targeted by Soros and by Bloomberg his last two elections, and they finally won, probably with a lot of hanky-panky evidence was showing. But they tried fraud against Trump, but his tsunami was so big they failed. So Arpaio's coming up, also one of his detectives, a separate detective we've had on before from a separate jurisdiction that also helped launch the investigation a few years ago. But before we go any further, if you're a new listener, I just read to you from the BBC, I just read to you from PC World, I just read to you where they're like, oh, it's wonderful. China's been proven right with its so-called censorship stopping fake news. That means arresting people and executing them. They've arrested tech writers for major papers in China who criticize the stock when it goes down, and they kill you. Talk about crazy land. So we're now under censorship. Now look at this BBC article. China's social credit, Beijing sets up huge system. This was last year. We covered it. Drudge covered it. And we said, watch, they're going to bring this social credit system here where the government and corporations can lower your score from a 5.0 to a 4.9 and right down. And once it hits a 2.5, mortgages are more. Everything's more. It's a social control system right out of a science fiction dystopia movie, The Mark of the Beast. And this is their control system, which they're now pushing here in the United States. Now, here's an example. We're partnered with YouTube because we have billions of views. I didn't do it for years. They approached us. One of their vice presidents did 3 years ago. And they said it'll no longer be bots that strike you for copyright stuff. It'll be real humans you're working with. I said, good. We've had no real problems since then. We're a trusted company. We have good material, good news, no lawsuits, no issues, no copyright stuff. We are partnered with YouTube and Google. And I know Google's big and globalist. It's been the least bad of the others. They're now getting on board the censorship. We probably won't be there very long. But the point is that while we've been there, we've reached billions of people. And we're going to fight to stay there. Because they operate as it's an open commons, follow the rules, then you'll be here. Well, we have. This is tilting the rules to say, you know what? Doesn't matter you've got a long history. Doesn't matter you've done all this great work. Doesn't matter you reach billions of people. We're going to have a group funded by Soros say you're fake, and so you're going to be banned. Or you're going to be restricted. Or when somebody tries to visit your website, it's going to have a message that pops up in the browser saying, don't go here, it's dangerous. That's already happening on Google Chrome. Till I told Google I'm filing a lawsuit, they took it down the next day. They're probing to see what we'll put up with. Reddit is not stopping the deep burying of our links, violating the terms of service. Even their own users do it. So I don't want to go into the lawyers. I don't want to have to do it. But I'm figuring out who I'm going to sue right now for violating all of our rights. The communist Chinese, they don't follow copyright, nothing. They don't follow any laws. They steal intellectual property. It's well known. But Obama doesn't have a problem with them. He's trying to bully the Russians because they're not as strong as the Chinese. But the real sadness of PC World and others going, boy, China's been proven right on censorship. Or I'm sorry, so-called censorship shut down fake news. That's a good thing. And now we're going to follow what they say. Thank God. China's crackdown on online rumors a few years ago was harshly condemned by the West, wrote the Global Times. Things changed really quickly as the anxiety over Internet management has been transferred to the U.S. Yeah, the ruling corrupt elite, like the ruling corrupt elite in China that wants to stay in power, is getting kicked out of power. So now you want to censor things. That's the giant elephant in the room. That's the incredible bombshell. Not my opinion. Our government, illegitimate, is trying to overturn the election of Trump. Right now, is trying to say ban Trump, trying to ban Alex Jones, ban Drudge, because we're kicking the living daylights out of them with truth. They're all over the news saying, I'm violent, I'm going to cause violence, while George Soros gives billions to insurrection groups that call for killing police officers. The government is rogue. It's completely out of control. There's an attempt with patriots in the government. And I'm not somebody to worship government, but here I am being proven wrong. It's the patriots in government that recognize what's happening that are trying to countermand this and trying to block this right now. There is a war over the heart of this country and our future. That's not rhetoric, people. If massive history was staring you in the face, would you recognize it? It's happening now. Look at this. The Wall Street Journal, the BBC, all of them praising it. To Forbes' credit, they're not praising Chinese net censorship coming to America, actually being honchoed by the communist Chinese, being driven, being run, being captained, being commanded, being advised, being consulted. It's sensational. The People's Daily 2 weeks ago that they just mentioned was in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, the Washington Post, the AP. It was everywhere lecturing us on how to shut down fake news and bragging that they were helping Facebook, Google, and Twitter do it. And you see the purge on Twitter, the purge on Reddit, the purge everywhere, with the EU wading in, the high court saying, you have 1 day to tell us how you're going to start censoring. And a day later, the censorship started. And then armies of bots running around saying, Alex is lying, there is no censorship, he's not important, the communist Chinese wouldn't hit him. I'm talking to the top IT people that handle our stuff. And they're saying, we really don't want you to put out what the attacks are, but if you really want, we'll certify a report. I've got the report right here, exactly how they did it, where it came from, everything. And I'm looking at publishing it tomorrow. I'm looking at it. I got to talk to them after this broadcast. I was up at 2 in the morning on this. I was up at 6 a.m. on this. I've been up on this constantly. They've never seen an attack this big. Ever. And I'm on the phone. Do you want to go to 100 cloud systems? Yeah, 100 cloud systems are knocking it down. You want to go to 1,000? No, I mean, you know, you now have more than the major credit card companies. And then they told me stuff that's in confidence, and I'm not allowed to tell you. But let's just say the FBI is involved, and let's just say the president knows about it, president-elect. There's only one other person been hit by something this big. I guess I'm kind of telling you, it wasn't in total confidence. Some of this I can't tell people. It's too incredible. You think they're hitting me hard? Imagine how they're hitting Trump. And I'm talking about WhiteHouse.gov. I'm talking about his new MakeAmericaGreatAgain.gov. I'm talking about DonaldJTrump.com. It's the only other place getting hit with this new stuff that isn't even, it's synthetic bandwidth. It's not even real request. And it's coming right out of the commie Chinese. Just because we want fair taxes and a level playing field with you. Oh, that's incredible. So what I'm asking listeners to do is I'm going to be able to announce tomorrow that despite the fact that they made us lose the amount that it would take me to hire another employee, which I'm planning to do just in the last 3 days, this is our key part of the year where we're going to the black. Free shipping, I'm extending it through the route the rest of the week. Well, it's going to end tomorrow. Store-wide, 50% off colloidal silver. A bunch of other items at 30% off, and I'm going to keep it all up there till everything sells out. Plus, it's a great way year-end to sell out of everything so I don't have inventory taxes to pay. InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsStore.com is the big umbrella site. Again, when you go there, it waits about 10 seconds. They never got into the site itself. It's totally secure, highest security level. They have to black hole all these IPs and redirect all this stuff and check you before you go in. And so that's why you sit there 5 seconds before you go in. We have a backup site as well. So just support us. Get the products. And I want to announce here that we've made double what we lost in the next few days as a victory against the murdering communist Chinese and a victory for America and the fact that we will awaken the sleeping giant as modern Paul Revere. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.